Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Fat Tuesday Spring Primary in Wisconsin edition. Dom, welcome to it, man.
Crudy, happy Fat Tuesday to you. Happy primary day. Evan, working hard on the board. Our fair audience, make sure you get out and vote, then come back and hang out with us till 7 o'clock.
A special 3-hour Devil's Advocates, man. Talking about a feast. You will have a plethora of Devil's Advocates tonight on the big program, right up to the very special civic media coverage. Kicking off at 7 o'clock, I believe, our friends Kristen Bry and Jane Mantineer from the As Goes Wisconsin. They're going to anchor the 7 o'clock hour. And then the Cavalcade of Stars, Dom, starts at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, it's Terry Bell, it's Todd Alba, it's lots of other people, lots of people. I don't want to forget them all. Right. I've been seeing the list. Many people are contributing. It's statewide coverage now.
Yeah, man, it's a big, big night.
And to make sure it's a really big night for you, 3 hours of us. You're welcome. Dom, let's talk about it for a little bit. Who'd you vote for today, if I may ask? Wisconsin Supreme Court primary and, more importantly, in the 8th, because you have an oh-so-important vote in the 8th primary, Dom. In the 8th, the special Senate election. You are aware, right? You voted today.
I did. I got the sticker and everything, man. I went in this morning about 8:20 to my local ward. I was number 88 in the polls. So
88? You know, 88.
Not great. I mean, usually dominate. There's a little bit more, but we'll take what we can get. There were a few people in line, so I was encouraged to see that, people coming and going as I was leaving. So voted for Wisconsin Senate District 8, of course, Jody Habish-Sinikin, the only Dem on the ballot. And it was a tough one, man, but I ended up pulling the lever for Janet Protasiewicz.
Okay, but I got to ask you, why didn't you do a little strategery on the Republican side?
There would have been, because you got to go one way or the other. When you get the ballot. Yes, you do. You choose Republican. Listen, this is what they told me. They hand me the ballot. You choose Republican or Democrat, and then you vote in those spots. So
fair
I could
enough.
Not. Yes, so I could not vote for Jody and then also vote for these or vote for the Republicans. So
yes.
Now in the nonpartisan portion of course the Wisconsin Supreme Court, sure you could, but I didn't.
But there was
there.
Only one partisan race on the ballot. You chose poorly. You voted, no offense to Jody, I think she'll probably win the primary unopposed. But what a waste of an opportunity for you, my friend.
Are you kidding me, man? I like to sleep at night. What am I? I'm going to vote for any of these jackasses that I absolutely don't want? No.
Yes.
No, thank you. No, I want to make sure Jody knows we are there for her. I want the Dems to overperform, and I want them to kick ass come April. So while I appreciate you asking the question, I do not appreciate the criticism. You can do it how you want to do it, Crudy. I do it how I want to do it.
Yeah, but you have
yeah, but nothing. That's
eighth.
My answer. That's the answer. You ask me who I voted for, that's who I voted for.
Why not Branchin? You could have voted for Janelle.
I wouldn't. Are you kidding me? No.
I'm not kidding you.
No. No. Hell no.
You wouldn't want to see Janelle Branchin on the general election ballot against your preferred candidate, because she would have also gotten to be on the ballot, right? She's running unopposed as a Democrat. So your preferred candidate's going through no matter who you voted for.
Yes, yes, with lots and lots of votes. Hell, I mean, technically, yeah, I should have gone for, what, Van Mobley? I'm not going to play those games.
Chanel?
I don't like those games.
Branchia.
And I'm not going to ever have to sit in my and explain to my grandkids, yes, one time when I was trying to be strategic like Crudy, when he voted for, what, who did you vote for? Frothy guy?
Rick Santorum? But I
voted for Rick Santorum,
much like
man.
You screwed how'd it
that
up
work? How'd that work out for you, dude?
Well, good, because all I was trying to do was extend Rick Santorum's political campaign by one more state, and by doing so, I was trying to diminish the amount of resources yeah. available to the Mitt Romney campaign. I don't remember President Romney. Do you, Don? Worked out great. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
And as to Janelle Branchon. It's not just me that thinks you should strategically vote for her. It's the Democratic Party. She's the craziest of all election deniers. And this will not be an easy
You know what? I'm not clear that she's any more or less crazy than Dan Canole, dude.
Well,
I mean,
she's
literally.
Recently endorsed by Donald Trump, so Trump has a preference. She's the right kind of crazy for him. And I'd say above and beyond that, you know, the fact that she's been, what, kicked out of the caucus, right, Dom? The assembly caucus. That's why she's running for the Senate. They don't want her in her own assembly Republican caucus anymore. So you could have lifted her up, Dom.
No, thank
lifted
you.
Her up.
No, thank
to
you.
Step her down.
No, thank
crush
you.
Crush her.
No,
in
thank
the
you.
General.
I get it. I understand the concept. I understand your strategy. Not the game I like to play. Okay, Michael, your turn. Who'd you vote for?
I haven't voted yet.
Yeah.
I've been working.
Do you know where you're polling? You know where you vote, man? Because I mean, last time you went to the wrong place, you weren't able to vote.
That was regrettable that one
yeah.
time. That wasn't like I missed the midterms or something, though. I will be at the appointed place shortly after this extended yeah. 3-hour Devil's Advocate cavalcade of splendidness, Dom. We do right up to the election coverage on Civic Media, and I'm sure that's going to be fine as well. But if someone had sent me sort of a primer list of who all was involved in the coverage, yeah, if I'd have gotten that memo, that'd have been appreciated.
I'm pretty sure there's something online. You could dig it up.
Okay. You could as well. Thanks for your help. You could have made me look a little better on the radio. I know how you are. So, Dom.
So let me ask you, are you going to vote strategically, Crudy? And if so, who are you going to vote for?
If I was going to vote strategically,
well, are you going to?
Wait,
you're sitting here busting my chops.
If I was.
No, what do you mean if you were? You're sitting here busting my chops and you're not going to commit to taking your own advice?
Here's the problem with me.
tell me the problem with you, but we only got like 3 hours.
Lebowski 2024. Here's
this aggression will not stand, man.
You know, I am dressed, you know, in the red, white, and blue. It's election day, man. You can tell it's a special day.
Yeah.
I wore a sport coat today, man.
Oh, my goodness. So do most convicts.
Yeah, but I'm
not answering the question, CJ. Who are you going to take your own advice? Are you going to vote strategically? Are you going to vote for a Republican in the primary, even though I know you don't want a Republican? Well, actually, you don't get General Branchon. You don't get that off. That's only the
no,
Senate District 8.
No, you wasted that opportunity for the two of us, Tom.
Ah, it's all right. But
no,
you still
not.
Have the opportunity.
It's not okay.
You're going to vote for a Republican in the Supreme Court primary?
Why would I do that? Why would I do that? Because, you know, theoretically, although I think it's nearly implausible, two liberals could pass through the primary.
God, that'd be great.
Tonight's really a race for second place, right?
Yeah.
Can we agree Protus say what's probably going to win first? Do we agree? The $2.3 million in expenditures?
Yeah, given the numbers, that was a tough thing. You know, I think both Janet and Everett Mitchell would be fine in that role, especially compared to who they're running against. But she's much more resourced than Mitchell. I mean,
she's got money. She's
yeah,
got millions.
Just
and he doesn't.
The matter of fact, yes.
So we've been seeing the Protasiewicz ads on television. I believe she's been running some ads on this radio network. Her campaign has. And, you know, ironically, Dan Kelly's support's coming entirely from apparently an outside super PAC funded by the U-Lines, if I understand it, Dick and Liz. our neighbors to the south, just across the border. But our pal, Joseph Pecky, who apparently has got more important things to do than appear on this show today, our pal Joseph Pecky said a couple things he's watching for. Turnout. Really? I mean, what's the turnout going to be today? Will it exceed 15% statewide?
I hope so.
Will it exceed 15% statewide? Our hearts and minds captured by the spring primary election?
I hope so.
I hope so. Let's see how that spends. But beyond yeah. that.
Hope and change. It spent pretty well a couple election cycles ago. I remain hopeful.
Hope and change. That was like more than a decade ago. Hope and change was 08, dude. I still got the hope and change on the wall. It's a classic now, but it's dated. Hope and change, we're up. Hope is dead. Trump killed it. I just wanted.
If you believe it, then it is. See, that's the thing about hope, Crudy.
Well, of course, rebellions are built on hope, Don. I hope that all our fair listeners have voted today or make some plan to do it after work, whatever the case may be. I'm going to work first and then go vote. Got to be contemplative. Still haven't decided who I'm voting for. I'm still contemplating, Dom, and I'm a late undecided voter. Because you're right, I could be strategic. I could go full Dirty Santorum on this one. I could cross over and vote for one of the conservative candidates.
I mean, you've been hearing those Dan Kelly ads all this time. I don't know how you just don't instinctively go to the Dan Kelly Law and Order.
Well, if I had a twisted strategy, Dom, I probably would vote for Dan Kelly. You know, I would. I would. Because Dan Kelly versus Janet Protasiewicz. Dan Kelly against anyone. Generic ballot Everett Mitchell. I feel quite confident Mitchell would do just fine against Dan Kelly. But if Dan Kelly's on the ballot, I feel confident in saying he is a guaranteed loser in the general election. Unfortunately, David Plouffe gave us Hillary Clinton as a guaranteed winner in 2016 on this show as well, didn't he?
Yeah, that's why I take everything with a grain of salt, man. I mean, so that's why. I get all the games, the strategic, but you know what? Go vote how you want to vote. Go vote. Do how you think is right. If you can sleep at night, play some strategic games. If you can't, then do what you know you need to do. Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
Wuss.
Who could it be?
This aggression will not stand, man.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Extended coverage on this Fat Tuesday primary night up until 7 o'clock. We'll take your calls at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I also have a secondary question for you. I know you're not a believer in much. But Fat Tuesday, you know, you celebrate tonight, and tomorrow you sacrifice. And I know that's not really in your nature, fella, but if you were giving up something for Lent, what would it be?
What? Really? If I was to give up something for Lent?
Make a sacrifice, you know, if you believed in a god or something. But
yeah, you know.
Let's say it was for your political cause. If you could give up something, and it would lead to a leftward tilting Wisconsin Supreme Court, Tom, if you could only hold it together for 1 month.
How long does this whole do I have to last?
Not until Easter.
Well, when's Easter?
Like April 8th? Right after the primary, or right after the general, dude. Same time frame. Now is Fat Tuesday. Easter comes the Sunday, I believe, after our general election. So I'd let you give it all up on the general election day. But you got to sacrifice something. What do you give me?
I mean, I don't, of course, you know, I don't believe in any of this stuff. So if we're just going to, you know, make a point, I guess it'd have to be like sugar. I'd give up sugar, you know, sweets, that kind of thing. I can't give up smoking. I haven't smoked a cigarette in almost 20 years, so can't do that. Well, not gonna give up the weed. I just got a bottle of booze for tonight, so that's not gonna happen. So it'd have to be the sugar. So how about you, Mike? What would you give up? The smokeless tobacco?
Bad company.
Good luck.
844.
So you're not gonna do the show for a couple of months?
Just that one week in March. 844-967-2789. Bill from Oconomowoc. Buddy, have you voted already? Do you intend to vote? Are you excited about primary Fat Tuesday?
Hey, Bill.
Yes, I am, and yes, I did. And you will be very happy who I voted for.
Who'd you vote for, Bill?
But I called to do... what's that?
Will you disclose? Do you feel comfortable disclosing?
Sure, I'm proud to disclose. Janet.
Okay, Janet Protasiewicz.
Right. No, it's not even... It was actually a no-brainer.
Because I almost thought I heard you say Janelle, like Janelle Branchon.
No.
Now, Bill, do you get a... Oconomowoc, you probably don't get a dog in that fight.
No, we don't know. We don't have any dogs in the fight now, but, you know, that remains to be seen in the future. But here's why I called. You really need to hear this. I can't thank you enough. For, as you called it, and you're still cracking me up with it, creating the Death Star. Your network is just, my hat's off to you. I really mean it. I expect you guys to be seen on Fortune 500 or something. You're really knocking it. You knocked a home run and with bases loaded. I can't believe the impact you're going to have in the Midwest. It's phenomenal. I don't know if you projected the listeners, but if you do, tell your listeners, I bet that's a huge, huge number, the people you're going to be affecting, and we needed this forever. So anyhow, just enjoy the day, have a couple of punch keys or whatever they call them, and my hat's off to you, buddy. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're wonderful, man.
Well,
thank you.
Bill, I appreciate all the kind words, and I think we're opting to call it a warm, fuzzy blanket across the state of Wisconsin, as opposed to my preferred vernacular, the Death Star. We built a Death Star. So, you know, warm, fuzzy blanket, you know, bathing you in the truth, you know, like a warm, fuzzy blanket out of the dryer that, you know, you wrap yourself after a shower. It's a little cold in the bathroom, or the Death Star that blows up. You know, planets. And
I gotta tell you, I like Sage's warm, fuzzy blanket better. Thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Hey, Jeff piped in.
That's because you don't understand strategery, you guys.
Yeah. He said, if you're gonna give something up, stop taking Clay's calls for 1 month.
Give up CJ for Lent. Oh, that's very tempting.
It is.
But that's... You know, I feel like you need your dose of CJ every now and again. Maybe not every freaking day, CJ, but every now and again. I think he is the voice of whatever they're ranting on Fox News at the moment. It is sort of...
Well, sure. I mean, we could, you know, zip through FoxNews.com and look at the headlines, and that's exactly what CJ is going to talk to us about. But
CJ will shout them at us in rapid order.
You're right. So I think that's a fine suggestion, Jeff. We do appreciate it.
Giving up CJ for Lent. That is an excellent suggestion.
Crudy, did you see this one? I just found this on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, how a Wisconsin nonprofit found itself unwittingly involved in the Supreme Court race. Corey Hess reporting at the Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin nonprofit found itself in the middle of an unwanted political attention the week before the Wisconsin Supreme Court primary election. A campaign flyer attacking candidate Jennifer Doral for her decisions and statements made in her current role as Waukesha County Judge says it was paid for by, quote, Safe Families Wisconsin. Safe Families Wisconsin is a political entity that didn't exist until very recently with a name that sounds similar to an established group, Safe Families for Children Wisconsin, that happens to have an email address of safefamilieswi.org. The physical address listed on Safe Families Wisconsin is on Clyburn in Chicago, where there's a UPS store. Nicole Zorn, director of Safe Families for Children Wisconsin, had no idea the flyer existed until Friday when she started getting calls and emails from people around the state asking why the organization was attacking Doral. I was taken aback, Zorn said. This week, more messages continued, and then a second mailer came out with our name on it. We don't have any political affiliations. We support children and families in Wisconsin. Zorn planned to file a cease and desist order, but could only track down the UPS store.
Keep it dark. Keep it anonymous, Tom. You know, I was thinking about putting out a flyer on behalf of the Devil's Advocates. Our ringing primary endorsement for Janelle Branchon in the Senate special.
God, no.
And then I was going to put down your personal cell phone, you know, in case anyone wanted to take issue with that. Call Dom. It's 41-something. 844-DIAN-6-PARTY. Call us.
Yeah! Kick it!
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Fat Tuesday. I kind of resemble that remark. trying to slim down a little bit, going to Florida soon, but ooh.
You know
how
famous you were. You got a day named after you, man. Congratulations.
Fat Tuesday. Celebrate it. Everyone celebrates the day named after yours truly, Fat Tuesday. Fat Crudy Tuesday, maybe. Dom, you know, the whole Death Star thing. Or Fuzzy Blanket. I've got another vote. Our friend Darcy, the namesake of the Solidarity Realty Studio. I'm in it right now, broadcasting right here on University Ave. But Darcy has sent me an alternative. Call it a Snuggy Dom, the official blanket with sleeves. You can find it at snuggystore.com. And apparently she thinks that's the way to go. You can get it with
the name's taken, though. You got to trademark it, man.
Snuggystore.com? It's like a blanket you wear with sleeves on it. You know, yes. It's like a big moo-moo with sleeves. So, Snuggy.
It's like a reverse robe, you know? It's strange. Hoagie bought me one a while back in the
group. You have a Snuggy at home?
I do. I do have one of these things, yes.
Would you say it's accurate to say that Civic Media is covering the great state of Wisconsin with a sleeve Snuggy of network coverage?
I think the access to truth and conversation and rebuttal and banter that's not, you know, coming only from far right and God, yeah, I think that's a great benefit for those in Wisconsin, like a warm, fuzzy blanket.
You wear this instead of clothes at the house. Like, I know you're like a naked guy.
Oh, well, I was. I'm a total naked guy, man.
I know you are. I've known you a long time. I've never known you to willingly wear clothes.
They're encumbering, right? And then so Izzy was gone, you know, for school for, you know, 5 months. And I had to, like, readjust again because, you know, who wants to see their old man walk around the house naked? And who knows when friends are over and whatnot. So, yeah, it takes some time. But, no, I was meant to be free, baby.
When they say Republicans close the shades even when they don't need to and Democrats don't close the shades even when they should. I don't know what you are exactly, Dom, but close the shades for the love of God, man.
I'm in my house, man. I can do what I want.
844-967-2789. You'll never get that image out of your minds. PT, how you doing, fella?
Hey, PT.
Good, good, good.
Man, are you off on a beach right now, PT? Weren't you sending us some pictures from paradise or something?
Well, I was probably pictures from an outdoor pool in Beaverton, Oregon. Yeah. So they got a nice pool there that's outdoors and it's heated. It's a little warm. It's like 80 degrees, but it feels good.
You look good in a Speedo too, PT. Let me just say that for the audience's sake.
I didn't show that part. anyways, I'm just wondering, have you confronted or asked CJ how he feels about the revelations from Fox News?
I tried yesterday.
Yeah, I tried. You know, it doesn't want to have those kind of hard conversations. It just pivots on to whatever next, you know, bitch that he read on Fox News. Because I think, PT, I mean, honestly, you have to look at yourself. And I talked about your people not having self-respect. Once you find out that this is how Fox, quote-unquote, news has operated and just taken everyone for a ride, if you know that and you don't change your habits and you stay in the toxic relationship that is the Fox News bubble, I think you have to question your own self-respect. I mean, literally, dude, I don't say that offhand. I mean, I get, you know, these are very serious issues that we deal with. And when you have an organization like that that reacts in the way that they did it, and it's just, you know, seeing that sausage being made so blatantly, if there's any fans of Fox News still out there, you got to question why would you continue to tune into people that will blatantly, purposefully lie to you for profit?
Yeah, and you know, it's their own words. That's the thing. It's not another news agency telling them this. It's their own words. And to ignore that, really, it's an insult to yourself. It really is.
You know what, though? If you get, and appreciate your call, PT, but if you get most of your news from Fox News, guess what? Fox News ain't covering the Dominion trial.
Fox News ain't covering Fox News.
Right. They are certainly not covering the fact that Fox News lies to their viewers. And, of course, there's lots
and don't
of
you
text.
Think that's newsworthy? You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, look at Fox News. We're full of crap, and don't you love us for it? I mean, it seems like a George Carlin skit.
Dom, you were talking trash to me just because I wore a sport coat today. I've taken it off now, but I'm still wearing the tie, my red, white, and blue. But I wore this for the very last appearance I made on Fox News, Dom. And it was on my birthday I think it was like June 12th, June 13th this year. And I called him out, Dom. And for a similar reason, for purposefully not informing their audience, and obviously Fox News, top cable news outlet, I'd point out CBS, ABC, NBC, they still got some clout. But Fox News, the top cable news, and we know that's where your crazy uncle goes to for his news. But they wouldn't cover the January 6th, the live hearings, Dom. And I dressed up nice, and I wasted another Sunday going on Fox News. I called BS. I called malarkey on him, Dom, for failing to cover this very important historic event. The January 6th hearing, and Fox News wouldn't cover it in primetime. On a Friday night, they rolled Tucker Carlson sans commercials just so their audience wouldn't flip away and go, oh, every other news outlet in the world is covering what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. But Fox News, they took it a different route, Dom. The very same network that was lying to their audience about, oh, let's say the outcome of the 2020 election and the fraud being perpetrated by Dominion, and are now being sued and probably successfully sued for $1.5 billion plus perhaps punitive damages as well, we hear, Don.
Well, and when they came out and called Arizona for Biden, they all flipped out, right? I mean,
meaning the Fox News, their polling desk effectively got out in front of pretty much anyone else and called Arizona for Joe Biden because the math said Joe Biden won Arizona. But they didn't want to hear it, not on Fox News, because they knew Fox News' audience didn't want to hear it, Dom. I cannot believe they tell the story, and I get it. We're aware of you, our fine audience. We care about you. We want to entertain you and educate you. But we got to tell you the truth.
Well, I don't want to hear that Donald Trump won 2016. You know what I'm saying? But there it was. You just deal with the facts. You deal with reality, and you adjust, and you move on. That's what normal people do. But and that's what's so twisted about this whole thing. I mean, they called Arizona. That was the right call. They did the fact check, and Tucker Carlson wanted her effing fired. And then they go after Sydney and the rest of this cavalcade of
Sidney Powell, the Kraken lady.
Oh, my God,
and
man.
Rudy Giuliani.
And Rudy and bring him on. And I remember when this was going on, like literally at time, I'm thinking, who the hell are these people and why are they on the news? I couldn't. Of course, we know why, because they were willing to say They're willing to say it. They're willing to play ball. They were willing to put themselves out there, right, as the martyr. Well, congratulations. The Lord has cometh. You're getting your asses sued for billions of dollars, and that's not even the part. I mean, that's justified, and hopefully that'll shut them down or at least put a big dent into them. But the way that they have split and divided this country for profit, for their gains, you know, your crazy uncles and those that are watching us 24/7, if they're not even aware, they don't even know. They don't know that they've been lied to over and over and over again, purposefully. And it's not just the news, and you get to the money. I mean, how many emails is everyone getting, right? Hey, give us $10. I mean, come on. If the thing's been a hustle and a scam the whole time, the entire time. So not only are you being lied to, you're getting your pocket picked at the same time.
Do you remember how it all started so unceremoniously? Rudy Giuliani called a press conference at the Four Seasons. The Four Seasons, what? I think it was an auto shop, Dom.
Well, I mean, I think, and I know what you're saying, but let me just interject. I think it started before that. When Donald Trump that night of the election said, frankly, we did win this thing, I mean, that was already in process.
But he did so at the drunken advice, reportedly, of Rudy Giuliani, who was overlooked for the position of Secretary of State, reportedly, because he had a boozeaholic problem, allegedly. I'm not saying Rudy. You know, Dom's got a little.
Hey, I got no problem.
Affection for the thick liquors at this time of year. But, you know, he's never been up for the job of Secretary of State and been passed over either.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, I in my drunken state, I'm more sober than Rudy Giuliani.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
You have been threatening in the past, but I've never seen your hair dye drip quite the way it did that day for Rudy.
It's because I'm not trying hard enough, I guess.
844-967-2789. Steven from Green Bay. Hey, Steven, how you doing?
Hey, Steven.
Hi, Kurt and Dom. How are you two fine gentlemen doing today?
Excellent.
Awesome, thank you. How about yourself?
Have you voted, Steven?
You know, I was hoping you were going to ask me that question because I have, but before I tell you who I vote for, because I have no problem telling you who I voted for and why, I have to give Dom a little bit of flack for not voting for Branchon. That you would.
Tell him why. That's all right, Steven.
I can take the flack.
There are more strategic listeners than our less courageous friend Dominic. Tell him why others should have voted for Janelle Branchon if they find her as an option on the ballot.
Well, let's just put it this way. I could probably put my 3-year-old son here in Husky up against Janelle Branchon, and they would probably win the Senate. So she's extreme as it comes with a working mind.
Steven, hold that thought. Get back with Evan. You might have to call back in, man. We're not getting much above and beyond the fact that you thought your Siberian Husky would make a better senatorial candidate than Janelle Branchon. And while I would agree with you, Steven, I want the audience to hear us. So check in with Evan. We'll give you another crack. That's against our normal, but we'll do it this time. Especially if you're listening on WGBW in the Bay, 844-967-2789. One more crack. He says you're better, Steven. Let's try it again, man. Your Husky's better than Branchon, you say.
Yeah, I was just saying she's a nut job. So,
But Dom's afraid that, you know, because his neighbors might also find this nut job appealing.
I'm not afraid. I love it when you put words in my mouth, Kurt. Let me reiterate.
What is your fear then, Dom?
I have no fear. My only fear is that my co-host is talking out of his ass. My point, Stephen, is that I, while I totally understand the strategy, that's not how I do it, man. I wanted Jody. I voted for Jody. Very simple. I'll do it again in the general. But you go ahead. Who would you vote for, Stephen?
So, I live in Green Bay, so I actually had a mayor race to vote for, and I voted for the, you know, incumbent. And then
that's Eric Gingrich, I believe, incumbent mayor up there?
Yeah, I mean, the people he's running against someone who is a Republican in the Assembly. He's also running against someone who owns a laundry business and is a landlord in town. And she wants to give points to the homeless as a point system, and I'm not into that. And the other one that's running has actually been permanently banned from the UWGB campus for exposing himself to college students. So I wasn't going to vote for that, obviously.
Right.
And then I for Supreme Court, I voted for Everett Mitchell. The reason I did that is because he aligns with my Christian values. But more importantly, I know Protase, which is going to win. But it is Black History Month, and I wanted to give some love to a black brother. So,
well, Stephen, you can vote for Everett Mitchell because he's a fine candidate. He's been on the show a couple times. I think I will speak for only myself, but I admire the man. I think he makes a fine judicial candidate. I think he's been under-resourced in a opposition to Prota Sawitz. I think she got all the money, so I don't think he's got much of a fighting chance today. But Block has been supporting him, and I like what Block does. And they could turn out the vote for Everett Mitchell. He might shock the world later. Him and Dan Kelly, baby. And Janelle Branson for Scherzies. Come back, more Devils.
If you want to stay warm and cuddly, then you need the blanket with sleeves that keeps you totally warm while your hands stay free.
You want this, don't you?
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We'll take your calls up to 7 o'clock at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I got a little guessing game for you. Maybe you'll play. I know you're often skeptical of my little on-air games.
Know,
see if you're feeling right, it well, today. You're not going to vote for Branson because you...
I already voted.
Lack the intestinal fortitude to be strategic. But you got a guess coming, Dom. President Joe Biden reportedly despises one U.S. senator more than any other. Tom, can you, my friend, guess which U.S. senator? And please shape your answer in the form of a question.
That's a tough one because there are some doozies out there. But, you know, given that we are in the great state of Wisconsin and you're bringing this one up, I got to say, Crudy, who is Senator Ron Johnson?
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Excellent, sir. Let me a little of the coverage from the Daily Kos. Just so you think we're not making it up. Although when Biden, well, let me just read briefly. A lot of great things have come out of Wisconsin. Workers' compensation, the Wisconsin idea, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, the Devil's Advocates, of course, people from Kiel dancing to hip-hop at the big city's cousin's wedding in Appleton. You may be tempted to drop acid before a Badger State wedding reception, but believe me, it's really not necessary. And oh yeah, the cheese. But Senator Ron Johnson is not one of these great things. Oh, you can say that again. Sure, Wisconsin's worst ever U.S. Senator is Joe McCarthy, but he retains the title only because Rojo is too feckless to craft a Machiavellian plot that doesn't require twice daily visits to Culver's. So it's great to hear the President Joe Biden, whose latest colonoscopy allegedly revealed that there was either a benign polyp or a spongy remnant of Rick Scott's head following last week's State of the Union, has a keen dislike for Rojo in particular. According to Politico's West Wing playbook, Biden, who often pushes bipartisan bonhomie, I'm not saying that right, am I?
Bonhomie,
thanks. As far as it can possibly be pushed, hates Johnson more than any other U.S. senator, even more than Ted Cruz. That's hard to believe, Dom, which is a little like hating Benito Mussolini, pet ferret more than Adolf Hitler's. But there it is. Here is what Politico reported, Dom. Biden holds real antipathy for one Republican above all others, Senator Ron Johnson. The president's distaste is so strong that aides recall him expressing joy at MSNBC host Joe Scarborough's frequent description of the Wisconsin senator as having rocks in his head. That's the quote of Scarborough, not Crudy. Biden's disdain for Johnson was evident during last week's post State of the Union stop at a union hall not far outside Madison, reading off a printout, Biden turned to the audience of hard hats. "By the way, you have a senator," he said, before pausing for a beat. Biden smirked. He cleared his throat as the crowd laughed and then finished calling out Johnson. Ron Johnson on Social Security and Medicare, quote, "We should transfer everything, so we have to consider everything every year." A little bit more from this Daily Coast piece, Dom. Sort of snarkily written. "Ah, come on now. Rojo doesn't have the rocks in his head. Rocks are stable. His head is more like a vintage Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox stuffed with nitroglycerin and nougat." According to Political, Biden, who never served in the Senate with Johnson, acquired a particular distaste for the Wisconsin senator when Biden was vice president, seeing him as someone who cared mostly about cable hits and who debased himself in service to Donald Trump. And that antipathy has since grown like a radiant sunflower in Guernsey cow. Let's just call it a cow pie, Dom.
Cow pie. Curdy from Politico again. "Though Johnson did not cast a vote against certifying Biden's win, he backed Trump's false claims of election fraud and spread doubt about the legitimacy of Biden's election. He went so far as to task an aide with delivering an alternate and fake, I would say fraudulent, set of electors to then Vice President Mike Pence on January 6th of 2021 in a bid to keep Trump in power in 2020. Months later, when that news came to light, Johnson claimed to have only had a vague awareness of what the document had been. 2 years later, Johnson refused to commit to accepting the results of his own midterm election until he won. There's also his unabashed skepticism about COVID-19 vaccines, including a recent focus on, as he put it, advocating for the vaccine injured. As the Daily Coast writes, ah, yes, the vaccine. God only knows how many everyday Wisconsinites the multimillionaire Johnson killed with his aimless and decidedly weird vaccine skepticism. Though if God does exist, I'll assume he'll tell him, or at least fax Satan a list of names to give to Johnson in person. Yes, they still use fax machines in hell, thermal fax machines to be more specific. Meanwhile, Johnson's monomaniacal focus on Biden's son, Hunter, has also reportedly angered Uncle Joe, who has noted that, unlike Senator Scott Johnson, would like to sunset Social Security and Medicare every year instead of once only five, every five. When contacted for comment, Johnson was philosophical about how about his low standing with the president. Not philosophical in the ordinary sense, of course. More like if Kiergaard got wasted on Jaeger and asked Ham's beer to finish his term paper for him. "I would say I'm probably not his favorite," Senator Johnson said. "I think there's all kinds of personal animus from him towards me. He doesn't like the truth being told." Okay, Ron, if you ever do happen to tell the truth, we'll let Joe know straight away.
Aldous Pennyfarthing.
Yes, Johnson.
That seems
Johnson.
Like a pen name, Dom.
He Johnson is the what? The pinnacle of truth, and that's why he is what? Not liked very much by President Joe Biden.
Biden resents him
for telling the truth.
Truthiness.
It's his truthiness. His hydroxychloroquine and what else? What was the other one?
Horse paste.
The horse paste. Yes. Yes. I mean, you can.
There are so many different things that Ron has suggested through the years. There's the damage from the vaccines and the, you know, young, healthy people falling over dead, which, of course, Ron ascribes to probably the vaccine.
Oh, ivermectin. That's the
ivermectin.
Other one.
How,
yes,
can,
how
we
can we possibly forget ivermectin?
The ivermectin.
And, of course, gargling. You know, that'll help.
I do that one. Mostly, you know, new.
Get the weed out of your mouth. Get the weed and the hooker spit out of your mouth.
I prefer to think so I've got a fresh mouth to be on the air with you, Dom. Instead of just a fresh attitude that needs to get slapped. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. He fails the strategery of voting for Janelle Branch. And
Crew, do we the Devil's Advocates, do we need a divorce? Because MTG says this country needs a divorce. Maybe it's time to get a divorce.
I'm keeping the audience. Come back, hour two, the happier happy hour, but there's 3 hours today, so it'll be happier still.
And by the way, you have a senator named Ron Johnson.